Blog Talk Radio.
Memorial Day.
Yay!
Poor Ginger. Poor me and Ginger. We've been having some technical difficulties all day. Well, at least for the last hour.
Well, it's like Skype updated just then, and now it won't find my mic at all.
Oh, lovely Skype. How we adore thee. Not.
Not so much. No, not really. I adore them with a foot in their bum.
Oh, foot in the bum. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I'm telling people they can come in the chat, and apparently chat didn't load. It's not just you. It's like, did the internet update or something?
Something just happened. You know what? It's Big Brother. Totally Big Brother. So, like, y'all are too awesome for the internet. Sorry, guys.
Mm-hmm. You are most likely right. Okay, so we got about 30 minutes. We wanted to tell you about Guns of Icarus, which we just got out of. Oh, my God. I think those guys have a hit on their hands.
Mm-hmm. So much fun. Yeah, I mean, like I said, when we first signed in and I crashed right off the bat, I was like, it's not good.
Oh, no.
But, once we got in, of course, it's a fake, so, you know, I say we crashed, but that's okay. That's perfectly all right. That happened. I told them about it. I will be sending the file over to them later. It's all right. It's all right. So it's kind of a steampunk third-party, not even a strategy, a defense game, right? Or third-person defense game, right?
Well, it's a PvP, MMORPG-esque kind of thing they have going on.
Yeah. Right now, there's not too much of the MMO part to it. It's not MMORPG yet, but working on that. From what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
Now, what they have, they do already have in place is absolutely awesome. If you were listening to our crazy cinches because we couldn't hear ourselves, we were kind of all over the place. We're very excited. I was not expecting what I saw at all. And I didn't read anything. I just kind of went in empty-minded, open-minded at the same time. I wasn't expecting much. We've been dealing with the PR guy, hi Joe, for some number of years. We have tormented him with bad game reviews, and he still comes back for more. So my hopes were not high. Not to say I expected it to be bad, but my hopes were not high that this is going to be good, and I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
I was pleased. I mean, like I said, I went in, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I thought maybe it was an MMO with the whole online part to it. And it's going to be at least some MMO in the WoW sense. It reminded me of, and I can't even think of it now. I'll think of it later. One moment.
Okay, spit it out, didn't you? I was like, okay, she's like,
I can't even think about it. I've uninstalled it, so I can't even tell you what the name is now.
Oh,
but it was another MMO with the city, the towns that you went into were the only actual instance area where you could play with other people, unless you were like in a dungeon, which this is what that reminds me
of. Guild Wars? Is that what you're saying? Thinking of?
Yeah, no, not Guild Wars. Well, Guild Wars is one of those too. But no, there's another fun one, and I will find it in a minute when I remember it. It was a funny one. Oh, I did a review for it 2 years ago now, or at least a year and a half ago for you, way back when.
You have to go look for it. People are like, wait a minute, I'm going to go search through the site. She don't remember it, and we can't help. Okay, first we probably need to tell them what it's about. They don't so much as have a story just as of yet, but the things that they were telling us, of course, the basic premise is you're on a ship. It's not a ship in the water. You're in the air. And you have up to 4 crew members. I think one of the ships, they said, crews up to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of you has a role that you're supposed to play. So you have your, as I said, in my sense, based on MMORPG aspects, you got your tank, your DPS, your healer. But in a different sense, where you're the engineer is the healer, the tank is the captain of the ship, and the DPS is people who are operating the guns. But all of you can do all of it. I think. Did you play a different one before you did the engineer?
No. I only played the engineer the entire time.
Because I know the engineer can not only fix the problems on the ship, but you can also fire the guns, which was fun, that I get to kind of do a little bit of everything. Kind of what a healer does. Healer kind of, you know, jumps in, scrapes a little bit, then fixes the ship. But it was very exciting in a way that it's not all that exciting when you play MMOs. You know, things are blowing up, things are on fire. You got to try to run and put them out. You got to try fix this and then hopefully shoot. I love the game mechanics in that when your engine goes down on one side, the ship actually lists to one side, you know, where you're
yes
floating off probably into people. Your ship takes damage when you float into other people.
And that's what they said. One of the actual tactics of the game is ramming your ship into somebody else's.
And disabling them partially.
Yes.
I like the cloud. They kept apologizing for the cloud thing, but I was like, it didn't even occur to me that there's clouds in the desert. I was like, there's clouds. And the first thing I thought was what they said, I can hide in the cloud if I was able to pilot the ship. I wasn't the captain, so. That's the first thing I thought of. It's all very free-flowing, very natural. Nothing about it feels out of place. You ever play those games where it just feels bad? Like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not.
No, this one is not. This one actually does feel very well put together. I mean, it's not complete yet. So if you're in the beta, don't expect a complete game. Of course, we've told you this about 1,000 times.
And
so
if you don't
listen, we'll say it one more time. But the game itself, what's coming together, what they showed us, very exciting. I mean, I can't wait to get back in. I know I have to do this podcast to let y'all know about it. I want to go back in.
Yes, she's been in since, I think, during we were playing and asking questions, all I hear is boom, boom, boom. It's like, Ginger, come away. Talk to the developers, Ginger, come away.
But I was figuring out how the game worked.
It was pretty intuitive. I really was, you know, once I got in, I was like, oh, God, this is going to be even overly complicated for me, but it wasn't. I liked it. You walk up to the guns, and you press your button, you get on, and then you can fire, you can turn, you can move, you can aim the gun up and down. It is based on steampunk, so it's not like Modern Warfare where you're rapid fire and you're, you know, throwing grenades type of thing. It is steampunk, which is, you know, it's a little slower fire. You're going to have to be strategic about shooting because the gun has to reload after you shoot it. So trajectory also plays in. I was very impressed with that. Meaning, if you know anything about guns and the older guns, you kind of had to aim a little bit off. You couldn't aim at your target straight on. If you were trying to hit a faraway target, you had to aim up a little bit so that it would come down on to your target. I thought that was very, very cool.
Yeah, I did notice that at first because I was aiming straight for the ships, and I was like, why am I not hitting them? And then I realized that the trajectory was off. And that was really cool. And I love that they're going to add in the weather effects.
Oh, that's going to be...
You know, you can hide in the sand clouds or, you know, you go into the lightning. You know, the lightning can actually affect your machinery.
EMP, baby.
Yes, that is amazing. And I would like to say, Team Red, we won. Yeah, baby.
Weren't we on Team Red together at one point?
Yeah, and then Grasp.
I never knew whose team I was on. I just had my wrench, and I was like, I need to fix something. It's red. That's what I know. When it's red, it needs to be fixed.
Yeah. The gang could not handle our awesomeness together on one team, so it looked like it kept splitting us up. I call shenanigans.
Now, Joe's sitting in the chat room with us. He says the game sounds like it's going to be awesome. I concur. It is awesome already. When they're done with it, I'm thinking it's going to give some of these games a run for their money. The Call of Duties, the Modern Warfare, because it's so different. I played Call of Duty last night, and I like it, but I don't get as excited as I was with this one. I was really – once we got in, because I think I had a crash even before I got in. And once I got in and got to look around, again, it's very intuitive. I was able to figure out what I needed to do right away, whereas in other games there's a really steep, steep learning curve. This is very, very intuitive. I said, okay, I have a wrench. That means I'm supposed to fix stuff or hit somebody with it, one of the two. And since there's nobody around that I can hit, I'll need to look for things to fix. And once you get close to items, of course, the icons pop up, and then you can select to, you know, you can hit it with the wrench, which I like. You know, you hit it, let's get this to work, or you get on it, it's a gun, you get on it and shoot. You can jump down on, like, the ship, one of the ships I was on had two levels, so I would jump down, you know, onto the next level to fix the engine that was on fire, or go down below deck and fix things down there. Just really cool things that I love when they do innovative gameplay like that. It's so different from anything now, even though they were saying they kind of got the idea, or they mentioned Left 4 Dead, but it's not really like Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead is pretty much run and gun. You shoot and you keep them off your people. This, actually, to me, I feel like I have a purpose because I'm one of those people that likes to fix things. Or what did he tell me? I have ADD.
Yeah.
I like to run around and fix stuff. And, oh, you know, I like to hear him yell out, girl, fix it. This is on fire. Okay, where is it? You know, I love that. I had such a good time playing. And that's rare. We have a good time where I wasn't analyzing everything, because usually I'm looking at everything. I'm looking for the holes. I'm looking for the problems. Even in beta, I really wasn't looking around for the problems. There were a few. Namely, we don't have any hair, but we look hot even with no hair, I must say.
Yes. We look hot even with no hair. I don't know. I can't even say I was really upset. I couldn't figure out how to talk in the chat. So that I could tell the other players what was going on, but that's fine. I'll figure that one out. No biggie.
Well, I think it's integrated with Steam. I thought I heard them say there was a voice chat, but I think maybe they had it turned off because I couldn't figure out how to get into it either. I could see them talking.
I think people typing in regional, and I couldn't figure out how to type in regional either.
Yeah, I think maybe it was turned off because we were actually chatting in Steam. Maybe it disables it so you don't have an overlap is the only thing I can think of.
Maybe something. But no, it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of explosions. Right now, the sound is
loud.
Yeah, I was trying to think of another word. Astronomically loud. It was, I couldn't even hardly hear myself think. I definitely couldn't hear voice chat at all, period. And there's no way to turn it down. But again, it's a beta. It was a lot of fun. I did enjoy running around because I noticed, I don't know what key I hit, but all of a sudden, like, I had, like, a little pop-up with, like, a HUD, and I'd see, you know, different guns that were red or, you know, slightly orange. And so I knew, all right, something needed to be fixed, so I was running around the ship looking for it.
And so it makes life so much easier. I like some of the other future things they're talking about adding. They mentioned the towns, as Ginger was saying, with the instance towns. The other thing I liked that they said, you might be carrying cargo, which kind of creates a weird capture the flag effect. It's good. But I like that they said it would affect the world at large, which kind of reminds me of the Lord of the Rings. I think it was Lord of the Rings. There was a couple of them, those games that came out all together, Lord of the Rings and some other one that I get confused where whatever you did in the instance areas actually affected the whole world, meaning this particular sect of people had more power. You know, if you took over this certain area, then you had your group or if you were human or whatever had more power. So I like the idea of that. Is that, you know, if we win, we have a couple more buffs or maybe our ship is better. They never did answer the crafting question, did they?
I'm sorry, answer which question?
The crafting one. I asked if there was going to be crafting.
Well, they did say that somewhere in the town, they did say that there was going to be trafficking of guns, weapons, whatnot. So hopefully we're going to see more of that, but they did not exactly go into depth with that one.
Yeah, now
Well, I am more competitive and PvP-driven when I play these types of games. So I was concerned whether or not there was going to be some way to set up, like, clan battles. Because that's what I like to do. And, of course, it did say that there were going to be some sort of group PvP that you could sign up for and organize matches, which I love. I love because I want to be able to compete against people who, you know what, it's weekend. People who shit talk and I'm like, kiss their asses all over the place and show them, hey, you know what, just because you have a dangling bit doesn't mean that my two fluffy cakes won't kick your butt.
Well, this is going to give a whole new meaning to getting your butt kicked because you're, again, you're trapped on a ship. You cannot get to the other person, although they said players have been asking for the ability to board other ships, which I might like. I would love to jump off my ship.
Yeah, I will be on the other person's ship running around with a wrench, banging people over the head.
There you go. And tearing up their engine. That would be nice.
Yes, exactly. Sabotage, baby, sabotage.
Sabotage. So all of that is cool. The other... What was it? I have so many little notes and stuff I was writing down. Okay, we did tell you if you are planning on playing beta, if you do have a key on Steam or if you can manage to get yourself in, the beta, is it three? Three ends tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
At 11:59 p.m., so tomorrow night, you know, after your Memorial Day weekend ends, you can pop in and play, or you won't be able to play. It's tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Monday, yeah. And then you have your Kickstarter page. They had some cool things to give away Kickstarter. I mean, awesome. Unfortunately, I don't think
I want that USB, by the way. If y'all are listening, yes, please. The USB keychain, the bullet. I'm going to need one.
That is hands down one of the coolest USB things that I've seen. I thought the Sims one with the plumb bob was cute, but I think this one trumps it. I would like to have that add to my USB gaming collection. That I put on my keychain and people want and cannot have. Be like, yeah, I got this from Guns of Icarus. You can't have it. It be mine. Or if you don't want to give us a keychain, we'll take a pair of goggles.
Exactly. The art, the concept art that they were showing us on their Facebook. By the way, I liked their Facebook, so if you want to see their concept art, go check my Facebook out, Ginger Rocks. And their concept art was beautiful, just gorgeous.
I am all kinds of impressed with them. Again, I was expecting anything but what I saw. We got in at first. After I crashed, when I got in, I couldn't see anything but my wrench, and I could see Ginger's name over her head somewhere far away. And I went, oh, boy, here we go. I know it's a beta, but wow, here we go. And then I said, let me just relax. Let me give it a chance. And once it loaded, all kinds of fun. The level design,
yeah.
I love my level design. Very nicely put together. Love the layout. Again, very intuitive. I knew exactly where to go, except for I couldn't find the guns because I was looking at other stuff. I see stuff blowing up, and I wanted to run towards that so that I could see what's going on. He was like, go get on the gun. I was like, what gun? I'm trying to go over here and see what's blowing up. And there are all kinds of ships in the air. It's not just you and, you know, a group of your friends. You're PvPing against a whole bunch of other people, all in the sky, all trying to blow them out of the sky. It is not like Crimson Skies, if you remember Crimson Skies from back in the early days of Xbox. This is a little slower. It's going to force some of you to actually, even though it's not strategy, it still forces you to think. You know, who do I go after first? Because your gun, obviously, is not going to hit somebody far away. These are not, again, Modern Warfare with the zoom lens and the heat-seeking missile type of thing. They got to be close enough for you to hit for one. And if you've got two of them coming at you, it's like, who can I take down the fastest? And, you know, what side of the ship are they on? And, you know, what's going on with the crew? Is the engineer trying to fix something? You know, all of this is just very exciting. It was always, you know, having to keep moving and keep thinking, and what are you going to do next? So I am so – we keep saying it over and over again. So impressed. I was not expecting this, especially from an indie company. Not that indie companies make bad games, but sometimes we've gotten into some indie companies' games, and they're okay. This is, again, I think, going to be really big once people catch on about. Go ahead, I'm done.
I know a lot of people have been head over heels for, like, Heroes of New Earth and stuff like that, Champions of something. I can't think of what the other one is, but now. This sort of reminds me of that in a way, but it's so much better. Like, I hated those games. I played them for, I don't know, a month or two and got so bored. This looks like this is going to be so exciting from start to finish. You're going to be shooting and running around and, like Ford said, ADD everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing that I am a little bit concerned about, and I'm going to withhold judgment until I see how they do it, is it looks like there are going to be a few little microtransactions that you can get. I think I heard them say, because, like I said, sounds a little off sometimes, I think I heard them say that some of the things that you can buy might actually affect the gameplay. So,
I thought they said no.
Did they say no? I couldn't quite tell. Like I said, it was a little bit loud.
Yes, it is loud. I was asking, would the clothes affect gameplay and customize? You know, and on one hand, it's going to have to. If you're going to offer people to craft, they're going to have to be able to sell it. So, at some point, it's going to lead to microtransactions, which.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
like
know,
I said, I'm going to withhold judgment until I see how it's done.
Yeah, it may be done nicely.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, from what we saw, I'm excited and I want to play. Like I said, I'm going back in as soon as we're done here. So,
and I have to drive down and go pick up barbecue, so I can't go back in until later.
Yeah, I know. I got to figure out what's up with my mic before tomorrow. So.
Yes, yes, yes. So, anyway, guys, we're going to go ahead and. Are we ready to go? Did we say all of our good things?
Yeah, I think we're ready to go.
Yeah, and this just shows how much we are adoring this game because we don't often do this. Haha. Well, I don't think we've ever done this actually, but I wanted to give them some love because they are an indie company. Again, they've raised money via Kickstarter. They have it's a small following, but it's quite a nice following considering. And a lot of those people are at once in the beta helping test it. Also, before we go, I wanted to mention the one thing that I really, really loved is that they have beta testers that are really into doing beta. It's not about, you know, me getting in first. They have a page set up. All of that stuff we'll be putting up on the site to link to. So you can take notes. If you're planning on trying to beta test a game, you should be paying attention to how it's done, not just getting in to play. That's not what it's
exactly,
about.
Exactly, yes.
So their beta testers, of course, as I said, have a vested interest because they've spent money. And all of you have actually, when you pre-order a game, you spent money, so you should have a vested interest in it doing well so that you can get your money out of it, as well as making sure the game doesn't end up going away. The developers end up losing their jobs because the game was terrible. But anyway.
Yes, and we've seen that happen recently, people. We don't want that to keep happening.
Yeah, and as we were told, we'll be getting some beta keys. As soon as we have those, we will pass the savings along to you all out there so you can come in and play with us. Be aware, you know, when you play with us, don't bring your sensitive ears because we were being good today when we were with the developers. But you all know when you come to play with us, no holds barred. We're kind of we got mouths on us. So
we'd make a sailor blush.
Yes, quite terribly. Joe puts a heart in the room. Okay, guys, remember, it's Guns of Icarus. You can find them on Facebook. I don't know if they have a Twitter, but we have links to their Facebook. Or Ginger does in her Twitter. I'll probably find it and retweet it to you all. And if not, again, by tomorrow, we should have all those links up and ready to go on the site, including a link to this show and all of our cinches. And thank you so much for listening. Have a fantastic Memorial Day. We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Oh,
we will be here.
If I can stop turning up the sound all loud on the switchboard, I was about to blast our ears off. Bye, guys.
Uh-huh.
Say bye-bye to the people.
Bye-bye, people.